Why is it important to have an Office of the Arts at an Institute of Technology?
That's a great question. I think it's essential because it's about creativity and it's about celebrating that moment of inspiration. And that is something that we share, whether you're creating a dance piece or a new app or engineering something. We all have that moment of inspiration and we need to celebrate that, not just always solve problems.
Well, that just seems so civilized and so embracing because with the educational influence on STEM now, we hear so much about it and, you know, the race to address it immediately. There's this urgency that makes those of us who are arts advocates feel somewhat on the defensive.
Perhaps. So there was an interesting article that was published recently that was talking about the movement to add the A into STEM, so the STEAM movement. And someone was actually arguing against that, taking
Why?
The A out. Well, they had their reasons. And at first I was upset by that because I'm the director of the Office of the Arts. But then I thought about it and I thought maybe they're right, that maybe, in fact, we shouldn't be arguing for an A alongside science, technology, and engineering and math, but that the A, the art, is within each of those fields already. Right? A subtle shift in perspective. And instead of being on the outside and arguing for a whole new field and developing, you know, competing over resources and things, that there is art in science and art in technology and art in engineering and certainly art in math. That's how we get music.
Well, this is a very holistic way of looking at it, a beautiful way of looking at it in terms of the creative process and the process mm-hmm. of discovery. In terms of that competition we see for advocacy of one or the other or one over the other, so much research supports the idea that being educated and involved in the art enhances other types of
Absolutely.
Learning.
Absolutely. It sure does. I mean, I think about this when I walk across campus. I did it at Penn and at Georgia Tech specifically. Let's see, if you do theater, you do improv. You become comfortable on stage. You become comfortable with changing dynamics and changing circumstances. And so I think that if every one of our students could take an acting class, when they go to make their presentation or make their pitch for this thing that they've created, they would have a really rich tool belt from which to pull from. Similarly with music. I mean, music has the power to excite. It also has the power to relax. And that's an important part of becoming a whole being. Understanding different cultures. Sometimes the easiest way to understand another culture is through art. Right? It's kind of an entry point, whether it's food or music or dance. It's a way to appreciate something else. So I think part of what I see the job of the Office of the Arts is to celebrate diversity and doing that through the arts and to celebrate art for art's sake because there is healing and communication, universal forms, comedy, dance. Those are things that you don't need words. We don't speak the same languages. I don't speak engineering that well, but I'm learning. But I speak art well and vice versa. So I think celebrating the art that's already going on, but then bringing in new things and thinking about art alongside everything that you're doing. To create really holistic beings. We have to be able to play is an important part of the creative process and playing within your field and being able to deal with ambiguity, which I think artists in the creation process do quite well and struggle with. And I think engineering is an amazing field of that's full of creativity and artistic endeavors, but I don't think we talk about it like that. So I think maybe it's just a language difference.
So you are going to get everyone talking.
One way or another. You bet.
I know you have a good bit to work with because the late Tom Galloway, who was dean of the College of Architecture at Georgia Tech, took the arts very seriously, and music in particular. In fact, he wanted music to live within the College of Architecture.
Yep. And it is.
During his administration, yes. So you have thousands of students involved in musical ensembles. What are some of the other arts activities going on around campus?
Sure. So in terms of informal, formalized activities, there's student performing arts groups. There's about 38 or 39 of them already. And you name it, beyond music, there's Drama Tech, which has been around for over 60 years doing theater. There's comedy, there's improv, there's magic as an art form. It is an art form. There's dance, all kinds of dance. There is an all-male Bollywood dance troupe, and they're actually quite good. They compete. The arts are alive and well at Georgia Tech, and I think so part of what we're trying to do is celebrate what's there and then bring some more and figure out ways to integrate all of that.
Well, I know when you were hired, you said you were so excited to be right in the middle of the intersection of technology and the arts.
Mm-hmm.
It's been almost a year?
Almost. Well, 9 months.
Has that intersection expanded since you've been here?
Absolutely. I have found so much magic at that intersection. I have learned different languages. I have learned about how to think differently. You know, when I sit in a room full of architects or engineers, I start to see things differently, which informs how I think about art and the presentation of art on campus, with the focus of students being the primary source of, well, this is where we want our energy to go. What does that mean? What does that look like? How do art and technology talk to each other? And instead of one decorating the other, you know, of course, artists need technology in their work. And when we build things, we want art in those buildings. Those are good examples of somewhat synergistic applications, but they're kind of appliques, right? They're on the surface. How do we get deeper? And so part of my journey over these 9 months has been to challenge myself as a curator and as a creator and to listen. Right? Spend a lot of time listening. And what I find is that there are students and faculty and artists who want to sit down and just talk to each other and not necessarily make anything. And out of those conversations, they will create. Right. And so this gives me room to think about art a little bit differently. And that's kind of been the magic, to sit at that place where my dream now is to raise enough funds to invite artists from all over the world and local artists to sit down with the students and faculty and community around Atlanta and put them in a room, close the door, add food and water, and see what happens.
Watch them grow.
That's right. That's right. Because you don't know what. Just staying open, I think, has been the key. And I think I've seen things in terms of technology that I didn't know existed. There's real magic happening. And then there's challenges. How do we relate to technology? So on this side, like the Institute for People and Technology on the edge of campus, Tech Square, you know, they have come and we've had conversations about how do we connect humans to technology? How do we feel psychologically about the things that we create? How do we relate to them? And how does this enhance how we relate to each other?
You talked about sort of global mm-hmm. aspirations. Are there particular classes or programs that your office sponsors?
You bet. You bet. And so some of the ones that are more deeply embedded, for example, we're bringing in Mark Gindick, who's a clown in all the literal senses. And he speaks the universal language of clown, no words. He's a clown looking for love, as most clowns are. And he's a clown looking for love in the internet. Age. So he's using Instagram and Twitter and social media to find his love. And so you can imagine there's joy and sorrow in the journey of this piece. And Mr. Gindick is a wonderful clown. Not only is he a great clown, he's a great physical actor and dancer. And as he's exploring himself and looking for love, he comes face to face with his own avatar that he's created. I won't tell you the end of the story, but what's happening with Mark is we're bringing him in for an entire semester to work with the students, to work on the piece, but also these concepts and what happens when you create these other selves and what happens when you run into them. And then, of course, how do we find love in this kind of age of new selves and new media, new ways of communicating? And the show will also go up in January. But to have an artist to be embedded with us for a full semester is just a lovely experience. And the students are going to have a great time. And they're actually going to help create a work, but also explore some of these concepts. So that's one of the ways that we're kind of really digging in and making sure that artists are really a part of the culture and the campus.
I have huge admiration for the author, Alan Lightman. Are you familiar?
Yes.
I interviewed him a few months ago about his memoir, and I know that he worked very hard to make creative writing or some form of writing part of the curriculum for each of the 4 years of an undergraduate's life at MIT. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of policy, aspirations?
Oh, my, I certainly do. I have a few of them. I'll share a couple. I have lots of ideas. One idea is that I would like for every single student and faculty and staff that enters, but specifically students, comes to Georgia Tech, that their first experience includes something that's artistic, that in that common year course, whether it's GT 1000 or the English courses that most of the students have to take, that there is some kind of creative element that they're using as a tool to kind of interpret whatever the text, and we'll test kind of those learning outcomes through that kind of experience. I also dream of the day when there's an artist in every single building, and an artist in every residence hall, and an artist at every meeting. I think it would be really not only inspiring, but great to have those different points of view just around you. That's kind of my goal, an artist in every pot, if you will, rather than, the coming and going and artists in residence is nice, but can we do something really different at Georgia Tech? Can we actually embed these artists and build this community with them living among us and creating among us? We're so blessed with such diversity and such talented, rich, amazing people that it would be great to provide more points of collision between the different mediums, between the different fields. So that's what I'm hoping we can do a little bit with art.
Very impressive. And thank you again.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.